Hello, welcome to the Erica Glessing Show. I'm so glad you are here today with us. I'm getting inspired myself listening to this person. She is working on a social movement to empower women, and I couldn't be more glad to have her with you to talk about some of her exciting activities. And welcome Tracy Osborne, who is the CEO of Daring Women, Inc. How are you, Tracy?
I am doing fabulous. Thank you so much for having me today.
Yeah, so you're just creating podcasts and magazines, and how did this all come about? What was the inspiration for that?
Well, you know, I've just had this nagging thing, you know, just kind of pulling at my soul for the past couple of years, saying you needed to be doing something bigger, something more than what you were doing. And I couldn't quite figure out what it was. I was more focused on, you know, just providing for my family and all of that. So I kind of kept shoving it to the side until it got so loud that I couldn't ignore it anymore.
Oh my gosh. So I get that. I just want to tell you,
right?
For everyone who's listening, sometimes I just pause and I acknowledge something when the whispers are so loud that, you know, that it has to catalyze you into change, right?
Right.
So then what happened after that?
Yeah, I spent the last year trying to figure out what in the heck this really was. And so it's morphed into a social impact organization that harnesses the power of media to help women find their voice and become empowered. And so, you know, we're just doing all kinds of amazing things over here. We've got the blog site, we've got the podcast, and we've got the magazine coming out in the store, and, you know, just all kinds of tools. And it's really, what I really wanted to create is just this safe place that women can come to and share their wisdom, share their stories, and know that their words are going to help somebody else. And other women can come and you know, hear these stories and know that whatever it is that they're going through in life, they're not alone.
Oh my gosh, that, I love this. I'm actually, it's so many ways I can connect with some of these things. Like, I just published a book by Denise Dominguez, and it's Empower the Woman Within. And she talks about getting out of an abusive relationship that at the time she didn't even know. She didn't even have the awareness, and she wasn't being beaten physically, that it was a fully abusive relationship. And so as she started doing this kind of work that you're saying, where we find out we're not alone, so many ahas happened. And then I have another couple of women I'm helping with. They're doing a divorce podcast. And I think people going through that don't get that they're not alone for some reason. There's this sense when women go through difficult things that we have to figure it out ourselves, you know, or we're just around our children and they're not a lot of help at that point.
No, they're no help.
They're adorable. I mean, believe me, I love my children, but when I'm going through a difficult time, you know, you can so easily not feel like there's a good support system or even, right. You know, people who've braved and blazed these trails. So tell me a little bit about the magazine. What kinds of stories are we going to see there?
Oh, gosh. So, you know, we really want to create something that you're not going to see elsewhere. So we don't want to replicate Oprah. We don't want to be another Woman's World or Woman's Day or, you know, whatever. We really want the stories to be inspiring, and just kind of go with our whole vision of the whole empowerment thing. So, you know, it could be just taking charge of your health, or, you know, our second issue is going to be pretty much all about, you know, the whole breast cancer thing, because October is going to be October's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So, you know, just stories and pieces that just kind of will call to you. And really
that.
Just speak to your soul.
I believe that stories are such game changers. You know, when you hear a powerful story, it can just change your entire life. And in fact, I read a book, it was Brian Blair, and it was, I had it around somewhere. Anyhow, it was, I think it was called Nothing to Gain. It was was a really strange title. And he sent out like a free first chapter. You know what I mean? So his guy, I was on the list of people who help promote books. So I would get like 6 books sometimes to help promote. Like I was one of those point people for this one guy who does bestseller campaigns. And I'd get like, so anyhow, I read this one chapter. My son was in 5th grade. And he talked about how his mom had left his abusive dad. And when I read that chapter, I got the courage to leave my abusive husband. One chapter.
Wow. That's awesome.
I looked around and I went, and I looked at my son and I looked at the environment and I went, and just something catalyzed. And it was like, it was crazy. And I think about like, what if he hadn't told his story? And it was a pretty hideous story. Like in 8th grade, he was living in this flea bag, drugs and infested. I mean, it was a lot more hideous than where I lived, but it was so interesting when I read that one thing, how much it empowered me to make a change that I've been needing to make, it's beautiful.
Right. And that's the whole point. And that's one of the reasons why I tend to be kind of an open book, and in my writing, in my podcast, in my speaking, I share a lot about my personal life. I'm not one of these closed door CEOs that, everything's all hunky dory. I talk about my rapes. I talk about my abuse. I talk about, my stint being homeless, those kinds of things, because I want to inspire other women to be able to come up or, get the courage to come up and talk about their own stories, even if it's just to a friend or somebody, because that is such an important part of the healing process, is to not hold it in, but to get it out.
I love it. Wow. Well, this interview went so fast. I mean, I really think it went a lot faster than most. Let me find out a little bit more, Tracy, like how we can reach you, how we can find out more, and maybe how we can get the magazine.
That'd be great. So, I'm all over the social networks. All my social media handles are at I'm a Daring Woman. So I am a Daring Woman. So you can easily find us all over the social media. You can get a free issue. Our first inaugural issue is coming out in August. I'm not sure when this podcast is going live, but it's coming out in August. So you can get that issue for free over at daringwomanmagazine.com.
I love it. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.